is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. The News for the Soul Radio Network airs daily, and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Welcome to Spirit Speaks, where angels and non-physical beings of pure love share their wisdom, perspectives, and tools to help you in your life. I'm your host, Lisa Virtue, and I channel spirit by allowing them to use my voice to speak directly to you. I'm also an energy healer, where through personal, customized sessions, I facilitate your transformation to your most amazing self. Spirit has been working with me for over a decade, and in that time, I've been witness to many miracles and life-changing moments. I've experienced a multitude in my own journey, so know firsthand what truly is possible. It is our desire, Spirit and myself, to support you in living your most authentic, beautiful life. Welcome to the show. Today, we're talking about connecting to spirit guides and angels. Think about why you wanted to listen to a show called Spirit Speaks today. What was it that drew you to this possibility of hearing from the non-physical? We all have a variety of reasons why we might want to hear from spirit. And no matter what your reason is, it is possible for you to connect to spirit directly. Shows such as this are wonderful for inspiration, for hearing what's possible. They can help you when you're feeling stuck. But for me, I got really excited when I learned that I could actually connect with spirit too. Now, this happened many years ago. I've been connecting with spirit for at least a dozen years. I lost track. But I remember I had heard of mediums and I'd read some books done by mediums. But it was when I discovered channeling that it all kind of hit me. So I had been working as a video editor, and a project came my way that turned out to be Abraham Hicks, who you may have heard of. They're very famous channelers. And I was doing some video work on one of their projects. And as I was reviewing the footage, I was first surprised at what the channeling was, which was spirit actually speaking through Esther Hicks's mouth. And the messages that they were bringing through were so profound and, for me, life-changing. So I was fortunate that I got to spend all day, every day for a week, with that material, because it really sunk in and it really connected with me. A little ways after that, I had the opportunity to go to a workshop in video production. And there I met someone who was also a channeler and a medium and who wanted someone to do some video work for them. So that felt a bit like the universe had dropped this in my lap. And so I connected with this person, and he had me film him doing channeling. And it, too, was amazing. And for me, I got so excited and so inspired by this ability that I desperately wanted to do that. I desperately wanted to be a medium and a channel. However, I felt so incredibly far away from even the possibility of knowing how to do that. So I definitely had this idea that I was clueless, no clue how to do it, but desperately wanted it. Unfortunately, that combination doesn't bring something to you. You may have experienced it in your life, I certainly did, where the desperation energy pushes something super far away from you. And so it actually took me several years before I could release that desperation energy and let it go, to just say to myself, you know what, just forget about it. And it was at that moment of release that then it was able to come to me. And I was able to find the resources that just seemed to magically appear to help me to learn to connect. And turns out I was able to do it relatively easily. And I just excitedly kept going and developed it. And here I sit today, having been channeling for over a decade now. I went from not a clue to easily being able to channel and to connect and talk with guides and angels anytime that I like. So that means you can too. Anybody can, if they desire to. A little bit later in the show, we're going to do an exercise to help you connect, to just get started. So you can break beyond that barrier, if you have it, of feeling maybe like it's not possible for you. I want to free you of that so that you can start moving in this direction if it calls to you, so that you have that resource available to you anytime that you need it. And it's wonderful to also listen to shows. I still like to hear other people channel. We're talking about connecting to spirit, and I'm talking about channeling for me. What is it we're connecting to? For me, my intention is to connect with pure divine energy, beings of unconditional love who are pure of spirit, who have pure loving intentions to help and support us in our lives. All of us have a team of what we're calling spirit guides and angels, those pure beings of loving energy who are dedicated to helping and supporting us as we live our lives here. They love us and they want us to fulfill our purpose. They want us to live well, because that's what we wanted. And so they have that unfettered wisdom. They don't have the body and the veil of forgetting that we have. You know, we came into this adventure, or this, you could think of it like a video game, where you turn on the video game and you become the character. Well, we're so immersed in the game that we've forgotten it's a game, as this example. And so it's like having your friend standing beside you, coaching you on how maybe to better play the game, because they remember it's a game and they have the manual and they have seen it played before and understand how best to navigate. So this team is there for us, and they're supporting us in a lot of ways that we don't even realize. But we can now connect with them easier than it's been possible in human history. It's been possible, but now it's easier. The veil is thinner. In fact, at one time, the spirit told me there is no veil, but those of us who've had it keep recreating it for ourselves. But one way or the other, some of us still feel a little foggy there, but we can pierce that and we can connect and actually dialogue with them directly and not just have to guess their signs and symbols. They do those as well, but this is in addition to. So that's pretty exciting, I think. Now, in terms of talking to the other side, there is mediumship, which is similar, but the intention there, depending on the medium, would be to speak to people who have crossed over from this life, relatives, friends, other people who've recently been in physical form. And so that's, again, possible through the same kind of connection. For me, I don't delve into that because it just doesn't feel like my guided path. I'm more interested in the guides and angels and that pure divine wisdom, and I'll leave the connecting to loved ones to other mediums. But if that interests you, the same process will work. You may have heard of other channels who connect with other kinds of beings, aliens, other or specific non-physical beings like an archangel or another spirit of some kind. It's all just in what is called for that person and what their interest is in. So we do have our free will choice in this. Now, that doesn't mean all people who are connecting knew who they were going to connect to consciously ahead of time. Their spirit knew. But you can discern and say, yes, I'd like to connect with you, or no, I wouldn't. So if someone's trying to connect with you, you don't have to answer the phone. So you have that ability. So just know that. You don't have to take any call that calls through. You get to choose. You get to be sovereign of yourself. I think this would be a great time to hear what Spirit has to say. So I'm going to call in Spirit, let them channel through and talk to you, and then I'll come back again once they've finished. Thank you. We are certainly pleased to be talking with you about this subject today. We come for so many reasons. It is definitely varied. Each of us has our own purpose with you. You have a variety of spirit guides who love you and assist you, and each has the priority of their subject that they work with. So you may tune in, and we'll help you in a little while to do this, to the variety of guides that you have, dialoguing with particular ones for particular subjects. Lisa has chosen to allow us all to speak together to her, to come through as needed, switching from voice to voice, if you will. There are so many ways of interacting, and each way is developed between the person and the spirits. We all work together to find the perfect way to communicate and interact. So when you see someone doing it one way, don't think that you have to do it like that. It is about investigating what's right for you. Because our desire is to make this as easy for you as possible. We would like to dialogue with you more directly. So we do what is within our purview to support you in that. Now, we understand some of you are thinking, why do you not just make it incredibly easy? Why is there a struggle? This would encompass as to why there is a struggle in life at all. It is part of the adventure. There is enormous benefit in moving through a process, in growing, learning, discovering, remembering. And this is what we come to help you with, to help you move from A to B, to help you come to new understandings. The process of discovery is valuable. Learning is relished. there is a gift in moving from unclarity or not recognizing through the pieces that make up developing a clarity and understanding, and then taking that to a deeper level and yet another level, and seeing how many different levels you can come to experience and explore in whatever the subject is. This is the magnificence of your lives here, that you are able to do that is the gift. And we understand that life here feels very challenging. It can be overwhelming. And it has not been your desire to lose it and check out. It is your desire to be inspired enough to make it through. And so we're here to support you in all of that, to make it easier, to help you to feel inspired. So what kind of guides are there, you may be wondering? Well, certainly there are as many guides as there are things to explore. But for an example, there are guides that can help you with connecting to spirit. There are guides that can help you with your romantic relationships, those who help you with general relationships, those who help you understanding and moving through finances. You can see where this is going, can't you? Your health. What subject can you think of? There is someone to support you with that. A number of years ago, Lisa heard about a woman who had died several times and could now actually see angels everywhere. And she said that there were unemployed angels everywhere, and she implored people to employ them. And she could see people's guardian angels with them, their support team, but that there were literally angels all over just wanting to help. Some people are afraid to ask for help in any capacity, from people or not people. And we say, this is what we're here for. It's our role, our purpose. We're here to help you. Allow us to support you. It is not needed to be seen as a weakness or a failure of some kind, or some kind of lack within yourself that you would need to call on support. We prefer that you see it as a resource. You are not afraid to use the resource of money to help you through life, are you? The resource of having things available. Of course, you easily make use of those. Well, we also are here as a resource for you. You go to the library or online and find books with information. Perhaps you watch videos on how to do something. You watch speakers inspire you. We have all of these things also available for you. We do absolutely love and support you. We see the clarity of your pure being. And we understand how best to help guide you towards living that. And as you live that, you feel the beautiful manifestations, emanations, and repercussions of living from that beautiful place in who you are. And all steps along the way, we can guide you. We would like to take you through an exercise now. Find a comfortable seat, preferably with your feet flat on the floor, supported spine, so you can comfortably sit upright. Let us breathe together now, long, slow, and deep. Calming your bodies, slowing your breath, and along with it, your thoughts. Relaxing, letting your weight sink heavily into your seat. Let gravity hold you. Feel your feet planted on the floor. Let the energy be present in them as if you are connected to the earth. Feel that grounded energy rising through your legs, traveling up past your knees. Coming into your hips and your sit bones, your lower abdomen, feeling like a very stable and secure weightedness. Breathing with ease. Allowing that weightedness to rise even higher into your belly, feeling the calm that comes with it. Feel the grounded energy rising to your heart, releasing any tensions, allowing you to feel settled. The energy raising up into your shoulders and your neck now relaxing. Relax your facial muscles. The tension in the side of your head, the back of your head, and the top of your head. That grounded energy coming all the way through your entire being. And we now invite all of the spirit guides for each listener to come close and to commune with them. And listeners, now very simply releasing any thoughts, any judgments, doing an exercise playfully. We ask you now simply to tune in and sense how many guides are present with you at this moment. Simply allow the number to arise without judging. Now, you may have gotten something or you may not. Neither should be judged. Just observe. This is your practice, your initiation. Now, with ease, we are releasing all pressure on ourselves. We are taking this exercise as children play a game. There is no consequence. It is for enjoyment. And this allows us just to be present with ease. Now, dearest ones, simply ask that you receive the message that is in the highest good for you at this moment. And simply open and allow yourself to receive whatever comes. Very good. Did you receive something? And if you did, were you able to stop that voice that tries to deny or to critique? The biggest hurdle is allowing. So this, dearest ones, is a very simple beginning to show you that it can be quick and easy. And we have many other processes that we have offered to help support people in their connection. But to understand that it is possible to be simple is the biggest blessing to being able to actually continue and develop. For you realize that maybe it isn't the hurdle you thought it was. We have come through many times to encourage people to connect their guides and angels. It is worth the effort, for it is a lifelong friendship. We liken it to having a board of directors or a supervisory board, but one that is loving and has only your best interests at heart and knows you so very well beyond even your own knowing that you can call on any time. Does that not seem amazing to you? We think that it is one of the greatest gifts that have been offered to humankind. We are certainly enjoying being able to support you in this way. So each of you, through this exercise, has had a completely different experience. And if you are finding yourself frustrated, please let that be. This is just one attempt, and there are many other things you can do that may suit you to a T. We would like to encourage you to pursue your own connection to the perfect degree that feels inspired to you. For everything in life should come from what feels inspired to you. That is your inner guidance, helping you to understand what feels right, what is right, what's best for your particular being. So if your mind starts to fight with you, just check in and see, where is discomfort coming? And where is an idea that feels truer? Wherever that lies is where you go. And your guides will share this with you in their way that's right for you to hear. Because it is the fundamental idea that is of most support to humans. And you have heard it on Lisa's show for many times. And we offer many different ways to help you get there. There are reasons that there are so many different methods for healing and relaxing, connecting. It is because each of you has a different way. Something that will work for you perfectly that won't work for someone else. So there needs to be a variety. It is the spice of life, they say. And this is why we say, follow your joy, follow your curiosity. You're the only one that knows your path. Truly. Of course, we know it, but on earth. We're going to bid you adieu for this moment to return you so that Lisa can speak to you a bit more before the show completes. We look forward to the next time we connect with you. Till then, goodbye. Well, thank you so much to Spirit for that wonderful channeling and that beautiful exercise. I hope you had some fun with that. As Spirit was mentioning, they have offered many different ways for people to connect. And several years ago, they came to me very strongly to create a program to teach people, which I offered for the time it felt inspired. And then, as they recommend, I follow my guidance. And it was not called to be offered for many years. And very recently, I feel that I was tuning in to the call of some of the audience. And I felt this inspiration to resurrect this program and update it, of course. Which caught me off guard, to be honest. I hadn't expected that that was going to come up again. But evidently, it is time, and there is purpose, and there are those it's called for. And it is my honor to be able to help people to connect with their guides and angels. So, as I said, I'm bringing back this program, which it's a one-day workshop, a full day, and we go through all the steps of connecting, and we explore a variety of different ways to connect to find what suits us best. And the best part is we do it in a feeling of fun. Spirit really likes to encourage a sense of play because it gets us out of our minds. It gets us out of that part of us that struggles, and it helps us to be in that free space to receive, to learn, like children. So it's an enjoyable day of being able to really hone and develop your intuitive, natural ability to connect with your personal guides. What's really unique about this class is that Spirit actually comes through and channels exercises for you. It's so much fun. So if you're feeling called to connect to your guides and angels, if you want to learn to develop that skill so that you have this resource for the rest of your life to help you move through all situations, then I invite you to join me on May 1st. I'm going to have all of the details available on my website, lisavirtue.com, so you can read what's included and all of that and how to sign up. But I'd really love for you to join me because we have a great time and it's nice to build a little community together to share the experience with others and then be able to connect with each other afterwards, to make friends, to work on the skills together. So that it doesn't feel like something you're just doing alone. There's something wonderful about community. And that's what I have always loved about workshops, is meeting new friends and having someone who understands what I'm going through to talk back and forth with, to help each other. So it's a beautiful day program with all the steps you need to easily go through. You have fun and you find your groove. We're going to do the class live on the 1st, but if for some reason you can't join us, I will be making available a recorded version that you can download at any time. But I do encourage you to join us live if you can, to make those friendships, the community connection, and to feel what it's like to experience as it's occurring. You'll still get everything you need on the recording, but why not join in if you can? I really do love sharing my passion with you. I hope you are feeling inspired, that you can connect with your guides in a deeper way. Thank you for sharing in this fun experience with me today. I look forward to connecting with you again in the workshop and on our next episode. Bye for now. Thank you for listening. For information on my guests and details of my offerings, as well as past episodes of Spirit Speaks and the show schedule, head to lisavirtue.com. That's LISAVIRTUE.com. If you would like to talk to Spirit or create a deep transformation in your life, email me, lisa@lisavirtue.com. There's something so rich and wonderful in that personal connection that really makes you feel heard and known. I look forward to connecting with you, both personally and on the next show in 2 weeks' time. Until then, remember, live your authentic life.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.